There is something wrong with this parable. The parables of Jesus are always intended to solve some kind of problem. They take all the characters and issues that are at stake and represent them in a sort of earthy and folksy story. Seen in a new light, the problems and questions of humanity are found to have surprising, sometimes very surprising, answers. But that part, the answer, is where we find something wrong in this parable. It does not offer any answers. The parable, as written, is missing a conclusion. It just stops. One son said yes to his father, but then did not do the work. The other son said no, but then did the work. And that is the end of the parable. We are left wondering not only why did he bother telling us this story, but what happened to the two sons? And I think Jesus leaves this parable incomplete on purpose. He doesn't want to give us the answer. Instead, he wants us to be drawn into the story and to respond to it. He wants us to decide how we want the parable to end. That is, in what world do we want to live? And then Jesus changes the subject. Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not change your minds and believe him. Tax collectors and prostitutes, the dregs of society, they are the people to which no one wants to be compared. Yet Jesus says they are going ahead of the Pharisees into the kingdom of God. Notice how he says, even when you saw them entering, you did not change. Even when the Pharisees saw the worst of sinners changing their ways and finding mercy, they refused to join in. They continued to reject the message of John and Jesus. And I think this is the conclusion of the parable. That is why it has been left open. We have a choice. We can embrace the way of mercy where even the dregs of humanity can find a home, or we can reject it and face the consequences, face God's wrath. The key to understanding Jesus' parable is to realize that everyone was guilty. Both sons were sinners. Likewise, every single person hearing the parable, every person standing before Jesus was also guilty, and so are we. Whether we have heard the truth and lived contrary to it, or have lived far away from God and now recently found him, ultimately makes no difference. We are still in the same boat. We are all guilty of disobeying God. And if there is no room in God's kingdom for tax collectors and prostitutes, then there is no room for us either. So Jesus leaves the parable open, open to the possibility of mercy. Jesus does not want to complete the story because he will be forced to acknowledge that some will reject him and they will be punished. But Jesus does not want to punish anyone. He loves them all. He loves us. And he wants us to know that the happiness only he can give, but we must accept it. The tax collectors and prostitutes were quick to accept God's kingdom because they knew they needed mercy. Others were much slower or even rejected the offer because their pride stood in the way. They could not stand to see the truth of their own imperfections and sin. We cannot find God, we cannot find happiness, so long as we cling to lies and delusions. We must come face to face with who we really are and be open to change, to be open to allowing God's mercy to act within us and recreate us. Then we will find a place in God's kingdom.